The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Amazing Stories from Skid Row, brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, where we don't just change moments in time, but we transform lives. Our host is Union Rescue Mission President and CEO, the Reverend Andy Bales. And his special guest is Donald. Donald is one of Union Rescue Mission's Christian Life Discipleship Program graduates.
All right, Donald, great to have you on our show.
It's good to hear from you, Andy. How are you today?
Good. Thank you so much. So help us, if you will. Tell us the story of how you came to the doors of Union Rescue Mission, and you can go as far back as you feel comfortable with, but we'd love to hear the story.
Well, my problem was I had a breakup with my family. I don't believe it was my fault. I think I just raised a daughter who was a little spoiled. Anyway, there was some contention in the house, so my wife and I decided that I would leave, and that might be the best. We also have a special needs grandchild. So they're kind of like a little unit, and they get along pretty good, so I thought it would be easier if I started over on my own. At the time, though, since I was kind of like semi-retired, I was drinking a lot, and I was making excuses for how much I drank, but I pretty much had kind of like stayed in that relationship just to try to bless my grandchild more than have a relationship with my wife. Those things had kind of like trimmed down to bare necessities a long time ago. But for some reason, I couldn't leave my grandchild without giving her a shot at life. And like I said, she was a special needs baby. It was touch and go. Even when she was still in the womb, they were afraid that the umbilical cord might tear and she might bleed out. Mm. She has a defect called an infanticide, and that's where the skin around the umbilical cord is like wafer thin. Mm. You can almost see through it, and so it's real easy for it to tear. But by the grace of God, she was born. She was happy. Little baby, cute little baby. And I told God I would stay until she was old enough to start the first grade. So
about
the time I broke up with my family, she was in second grade, so I actually stayed past my commitment. And my wife and I, we really didn't want to work on the relationship. We tried in the past, but I'm a Christian and believe in those virtues, and she's more secular, and so I didn't see us resolving the matter. But we're not officially divorced yet, so God is still in the picture. Who knows what he might do?
Yeah.
When I left the home, my drinking was pretty much as bad as it was when I was there, but I had more free time. I usually had something to do around the house, you know, even though I was like semi-retired. And so when I stopped having a home to take care of and interaction with my family, then I was drinking even more. Mm-hmm. And so I knew I was in a bad place. And also separating from my family was a lot harder than I imagined. Yeah. It was literally like the God had joined together. Mm-hmm. We as humans, with our frailties, had ripped apart, and it hurt a lot more than I thought it would.
Yeah.
So feeling vulnerable, I didn't want to give the devil a chance to push me back to anything that was illegal, any illegal substance using, which I had a history of a long time ago.
Mm.
And so I prayed about it, and God told me to find a place to be still until I went through this emotional hayride I was on.
Mm.
So I knew the missions downtown were pretty good at having a biblical classes for their participants and stuff like that. So I thought that would be a good idea. I could stay there and get back in touch with my spirit on a deep level. Mm-hmm. That would kind of give me the gasoline to start this second chapter of my life, which will be as a single man, more than likely. Mm. And so I'm glad I made the decision. I got everything I needed here. I've always said that the gospel should be preached the way it's preached here, where you preach chapters out of the Bible instead of just a few, a few sentences here and a few sentences there.
Yeah.
With the big theme, you know, you find the theme, you're going to preach on faith and find a few supporting scriptures and just, you know, but that's, I said, I always thought at that, you know, doing it that way, you could have people sit in church every Sunday for 20 years.
My God.
And never go through the whole Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought the way they were doing it here was more like the through the Bible in a year format, and I really enjoyed it. It's been lifting me up. I don't find myself near tears like I did whenever I would discuss my family.
Yeah.
It was hard for me.
Yeah. So you like expository preaching.
There you go.
Yeah, just Alistair Begg just preached several messages on the radio, and I posted them on social media that about expository preaching. So Donald likes expository preaching.
Sound doctrine.
Verse by verse.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you get what I call the whole counsel of God by covering all the Bible rather than just a theme
bits
of the Bible.
Themes,
some pastors
yeah.
get hung up on one theme and stay on it for all the time.
Yeah.
Well, so Donald, boy, where did you move out to at first? You said you kind of hit bottom. Where did you go from the house?
Well, I stayed at a hotel maybe a few miles from my house. I wanted to come to the Union Rescue Mission immediately, but it was at COVID time, and
yeah.
you guys had put the place on lockdown for good reasons, but there was an inconvenience. So I stayed at a hotel for a couple of weeks, and then finally you guys lifted the COVID, and I came right on down.
But how did you even hear about Union Rescue, to even know to come to Union Rescue Mission? Was it the Holy Spirit or a Holy Ghost setup? What was it?
I think it was probably the news, but let's see. What was it, Donald?
Well, I had spent some time in downtown L.A. when I first had a hard drug habit.
Okay.
The way I got clean was I went to the Los Angeles Mission.
Okay.
I used to go there to eat once in a while, and they had church service at noon.
Mm-hmm.
And they sounded pretty sincere, and sometimes before the service or after the service, they would talk about the program they had there.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounded like something that might be helpful to me at the time, and I thought maybe that would be the answer for me to stop using hard drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there on, just like here, they have a 30-day program that you can try and see if it fits your lifestyle and it's something you want to commit to. And then if you want to commit, they had a one-year program. And so I did the whole year. I stayed there, and I started college. Right after I finished the one-year program, I started college. Hold on. That's one of the chaplains calling me. And so they got me straightened up and headed in the right direction. I was clean and sober, wasn't using anything, even quit cigarettes. And I started college right there at the mission.
Wow.
And I kept going. I had only had a high school education, but it was a good high school education.
Mm.
And I went back to school. I wanted to work in the medical field. It's something near and dear to my heart.
Mm.
So eventually I got all my classes done, and I got through the classes, and I graduated like in the year 2000. And I was working as an X-ray tech for a long time until I got older. I was thinking about retiring at 62.
Mm.
So right before I broke up with my family, I had stopped taking job assignments. I was working with a registry, but I stopped taking job assignments. And occasionally they would still call me if they had an emergency, and I would go cover for them.
Mm.
For the most part, I was trying to slide into retirement. We were doing pretty good financially as a group. And I don't know, I kind of always in the back of my mind hope that my wife and I could work it out.
Yeah.
Well, hang on to that thought, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
For additional information about Union Rescue Mission's programs and services, and how you can help, visit us online at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host the Reverend Andy Bales. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is now the homeless capital of America, but Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control. But Union Rescue Mission's CEO, Pastor Andy Bales, says whatever the reason is, really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God's love.
We are carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them.
Become a hero for hope when you automatically give each month, or a one-time gift of $250. You will also receive a special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host, the Reverend Andy Bales.
All right, Donald, so you went to L.A. Mission for a year and got off to a good start. So what caused you to come this time and do the three-month program? Or four-month program, sorry, 121 days.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I thought I would be able to just transition smoothly from being married to living apart. I had money saved up, so that wasn't the problem. But emotionally, I was pretty much a wreck.
Yeah.
It hurt a lot more than I thought. I don't know. Sometimes being a Christian opens your heart to many things, but it also makes your heart more easy to break. So I thought maybe the devil might try to attack me. Like I said, I was drinking, and I was occasionally smoking marijuana. And so I said, I don't want the enemy to try to take advantage of this weakness I have right now. So I should go someplace and just be still for a while until I got through this breakup with my family. I got married when I was like 23. And I'm 62 now, so I've been married. I was married almost 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bless your heart.
Any chaplains? I know a lot of our programs help reunite you with families. Has anybody approached that, possible marriage counseling while you're with us and, doing it from a distance but staying in touch and working toward what I kind of sense is in your heart that you haven't given up on your family and your marriage?
Well, I spoke to the chaplains about what my situation was when I first came here. Their priority was to get me clean and sober because I was doing alcohol and marijuana when I came. So their focus was on that. And I don't think my wife wants to get back together. I don't know. She could have a change of heart. I still talk to her on occasions. We're actually still really close. She's kind of like helping me sometimes when I'm here, when I have to come out to my storage locker to get some clothes when I first came here.
Yeah.
She picked me up when I got off the train and took me, ran all the errands I needed to run, and then brought me back down to the mission because the trains were running so slow. And drop me off. And we talk occasionally.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I would feel comfortable in that environment since my daughter's still there. I'm having more of a problem with my daughter than I am my wife.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just kind of a, nosy fella and just sense that you might want to have things restored, and maybe your wife would welcome back a sober, happy
yes.
Donald.
And, mm-hmm.
and maybe that would possibly be a good start. But at least we can pray about that.
Amen.
And I'm just wondering, why not stay for the full year since it did you so much good the first time? Take
yeah.
your time and stay for the full year.
Well, I thought about it, but I am basically on my own now. So right now, I do have some bills that I have to pay. Like when I moved out, I put my stuff in storage, mm-hmm. and I don't want to lose that. I've got enough furniture to start over without having to buy pretty much anything.
Yeah.
So I don't want to lose that. So that's like almost $250 a month just to pay that.
Wow.
So and the mission won't let me, here won't let me work until I reach to a certain stage. But the way you guys poured, like after that 1 year at the Los Angeles mission, mm-hmm. they poured enough Jesus in me to last me almost 25 years before I picked up alcohol again.
Okay.
So you guys have poured like five times that much in about a third of the time. The way you have the daily scripture reading where they do chapters, I think we do maybe two or three chapters out of one book, and then we'll do two chapters out of another book, and mm-hmm. then we always do a psalm or a proverbs.
Yeah.
At that rate, I mean, literally, I feel like I should be turning green like the Hulk, spiritually.
Spiritually, you look like the Michelin Man. Somebody told me I look like the Michelin Man
yeah.
one time when I was just receiving so much, and they said, and now it's time for you to share what God has given you. Yeah.
As you're soaking it in,
yeah,
you're going to be
it's
through
so
the
full.
You're
mm-hmm.
going to be through the whole Bible again in a total of a year and a half. But my encouragement is just to slow down and take your time.
Take your time.
Keep working at it, and,
yeah.
and there's really no hurry to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're Social Security ready, but you also got to get Medicare ready,
right.
which doesn't happen until you're 65. I'm in the same age range as you, Donald, so I know all this stuff. And, except I'm 2 years older because I'm turning 64
in the coming days.
9 days.
We'll just say in the coming days.
Yes, 9 days. How's that?
Bless your heart.
So I'm with you. I'm
yeah.
with you in all those concerns and. In areas, and we're praying for you.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. I'll take all the prayer I can get.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
All right. Well, when we return, we'll finish up with a focus on what you want next, Donald. So, and what you've benefited the most from. I love the fact that you've loved public reading of Scripture, and that's benefited all of us. But we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more right after these important messages.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter and unbearably hot in the summer, without hope. The caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through us, lives are changed and hope is restored. That's why we are dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown LA. We'd like to invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $22 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. And when you mention KKLA with your monthly or one-time donation of $250, you'll receive our very special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. Thanks for listening. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row.
So it's not as interesting what I want for you, Donald, as it is what you want for you. So if you could paint a beautiful picture of what your life looks like after Union Rescue Mission, what would it look like?
Yeah.
I'm in the process of recertifying myself for the work I did before I got left for home.
Awesome.
X-ray technician?
A little,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, there's a little stipulation. I didn't keep my national license up, but I kept my state license up.
Okay.
And some people will fire me with just the state license, but some of the better jobs, better paying jobs, want me to have the national license. So luckily for me, I went down to the public library over there on 5th Street, mm-hmm. and they had so many books from college people donating them, I guess, after they graduated.
Yes.
That I was able to check out enough books. So that I'm pretty confident in a couple of weeks of study, I'll go take the test again.
Wow.
I don't have to work in California, but if I take the test again, the national certification will...
You can go anywhere. Yes.
Exactly. I could go anywhere. So it may turn out to be a little adventure. Some places will pay you to go to different cities where they need help.
Yes.
Or
yeah.
maybe there's a crisis.
Like a per diem.
And it'll give me a chance to just relax for a minute. And my wife and I stay in good contact pretty much at least once a week we talk. So it'll give us both a chance to calm down and make an intelligent decision. And if that decision is that we want to end our marriage, then we gave it our best. I honestly think we both gave it our best.
Yeah.
And I have no regrets. If I had to do it all over again, even knowing how it would turn out right now, I would still do it. It was a good 40 years almost.
Mm.
And my wife is a hard-working woman, but she really knows, she knows Jesus exists, but she doesn't have any curiosity about reading the Bible.
Mm.
But she knows that she knows he exists. And I guess that may be good enough. If you just know and believe that he exists and he is your Savior, that may be enough. But that's one of the reasons why I like the way you guys pour all that information into me. From a professor's standpoint, you wouldn't ask somebody to go and operate on somebody until after they've taken all the classes and read all the books.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Too often we throw young people out to live their lives as adults, and they haven't read from this book and haven't had enough of it poured into them.
Mm-hmm.
So their foundation isn't rock.
Yeah.
Their foundation is more like sand. So I learned that the hard way.
Mm.
But going forward, I hope that people will learn that valuable lesson.
Amen.
Well, I love it that you're
into your kids.
I love it that you're going to give life another try.
Yes, yes.
Not ready to go in, as you said, slide into retirement. you're ready to slide back into productivity.
Amen and amen. Amen.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. And yeah, in this day and age, our kids are information rich, but wisdom poor. And the Holy Spirit is what's going to work and get that done for us. So we have to pray for them, everybody.
Oh, can't thank you enough, Donald, for taking time to
share with
your
us.
Heartfelt story. And I'm sure many people can relate to what you're in the middle of. And,
yeah.
And we'll be praying for you.
Well, thank you for building this mission and keeping it going. And to your wife, thank you for having the patience to support him. I'm sure there were a lot of times when you probably thought maybe secular work might be better. But for some reason, you decided to stay, and God has blessed your work. And I'm appreciative. I have a place to be to get better, and I appreciate the spiritual hospital that you take care of.
God bless you. On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, I'm Kitty Davis Walker, the VP of Public Relations. Thank you for joining us. Tune in Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. and Saturday at 5:30 p.m. for more amazing stories from Skid Row. Don't forget to visit us online this week at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. May God bless you and keep you. You've
been listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. If your heart is breaking as you hear a story that hits a little too close for comfort, then donate to Union Rescue Mission and help CEO Pastor Andy Bales help the men, women, and children of Union Rescue Mission find their way back home.
I'm compelled to do this as I try to practice what I preached over 30 years ago from Matthew chapter 25. I preach that the way you treat another hurting human being is the way you are treating Jesus himself.
Since 1891, the Union Rescue Mission has embraced men, women, and children experiencing homelessness with the compassion of Christ. Many are victims of circumstances by no fault of their own. It's people like these and others that Union Rescue Mission is offering hope, healing, and a way out of their tragic situation. But we can't do it without your generous donation. So please, help the Union Rescue Mission provide food, clothing, shelter, and other life-changing services for those desperately in need. And visit urm.org/KKLA to donate now.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.